Hello, and thank you for joining us for 10 Minute Tuesdays. My name is Wendy Douglas, and today is February 2nd of 2021. We have a full house of news today with David and John joining us for news, events, weather, and sports right here from Carthage in under 10 minutes. Our sponsor is Jeff Hodkin with American Family Insurance, and we're proud to have him, especially this month during Earthquake Preparedness Month. David's written an article on CarthageNewsOnline.com where you can find more information about earthquake preparedness and find that Missouri ranks number 3 in registered insurance filings for earthquake insurance. If you have any questions about your insurance coverage, give Jeff a call over at American Family Insurance and find more information on CarthageNewsOnline.com. Our top story on CarthageNewsOnline.com is the earned income tax credit. Workers may get a larger tax refund this year because of the earned income tax credit, which is one of the largest anti-poverty tools in the United States. But to get it, you must file a tax return and claim it. We urge you to read more details on Carthage News Online or reach out to your local tax preparer. In other news, congratulations to Amanda Fosdick. Amanda was promoted to vice president, a community bank president at the Carthage location. Fosdick joined the team at Old Missouri Bank in August of 2018 as part of the expansion to the Carthage market. Amanda is a lifelong resident of Carthage, Missouri, and she is also got a great career in banking. And finally, news from City Council. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to John.
Hey, how's everybody doing? This is John Hacker. So what's happening in Carthage? I'll tell you one thing. The Schreiber is moving forward on a expansion of its plant, its distribution center up on Fur Road, or on Fairview Avenue. We're looking at a $50+ million expansion of that big white distribution center heading up. They're going to be building new structures heading south towards the Quality Inn and on that land between Interstate 49 and Hazel Avenue. One of the facets of this program is that the city, the Schreiber, is going to split the cost with the city of Carthage on a couple of different road projects. Hazel Avenue is going to be expanded and reinforced so it can handle trucks. That's going to be almost a $450,000 project. Schreiber and the city will split the cost of $50,000. And then there's going to be a new roundabout built. Roundabout is going to be on the southbound exit side of I-49 and Fur Road. It's going to take in Dr. Russell Smith Way, the road that heads down to Mercy Carthage Hospital, and it'll take in the on-ramp and off-ramp sides of on the southbound side of the west side of the bridge there at I-49 and Fur Road. That's going to be about a $2.5 million project. That's going to be split three ways. The city and the state and MoDOT are going to split the cost. It's about a $2.5 million project. They're going to split the cost 50-50, and then Schreiber and the city are going to split the city's half of that project 50-50. So we're going to get some road improvements. The city council did not take final action on that at its last meeting. It was tabled, waiting for more comments from Schreiber. But the Carthage or the Jasper County commissioners will take up tax abatements related to this project on Tuesday morning at their regular meeting. So it's a project that was delayed by the coronavirus, supposed to be built back at the beginning of 2020, and of course COVID-19 put a halt on everything. But this one is moving forward, just kind of a little slowly. So it's going to be a batch of road improvements for the south part of Carthage. That's about all I got. So I'll send it back to Wendy.
Thanks, John. We really appreciate your ability to stay in touch with the city and especially keep an eye on that roundabout for us. Also, in other news in Carthage sports, we have David.
David Hoover, Carthage News Online, bringing you this week's 10-Minute Tuesday Sports. Varsity Wrestling competed in the COC tournament in Republic on Saturday. They finished fourth overall with 201.5 points. Individually, Eli Sneed finished first, going 5-0 at the 138-pound weight. The team's back in action February 13th for the Class 4 District 5 tournament over in Ozark. Boys basketball had a tough week. Last week, they went 0-3 overall, falling to Harrisonville 72-67 on Saturday. Justin Ray led the Tigers with 25 points. Max Templeman chipped in 19 for that game. Friday, they lost 70-60 to Nevada. Joel Pugh scored 22 points there to lead the Tigers. And then Tuesday, kind of when the rough week kicked off, they lost a close one at the buzzer, 56-53, against Hillcrest at home. I was at that game. I can tell you that it almost seemed like they were playing against Hillcrest and the refs as well, as several questionable calls just didn't go the Tigers' way. I will leave that at that. They're back in action today against Joplin to take on the Wright brothers, and then Friday, I believe they're at home against Republic, so let's get out and cheer them on. Over on girls basketball, last week Carthage beat Seneca easily 82-50. Senior Haley Fullerton, who earlier this season reached her 1,000th career point, had a career-high game there with 35 points. The girls are back in action against Republic Thursday at home. So let's get out there and watch that game. And then girls swimming, they finished second in Webb City last week. Individually, Madison Riley won the 100 butterfly, so great job there, Madison. And then later this week, they are at the Southwest Missouri Championships in Springfield. Good luck, girls. Good luck, everyone, this week. Let's get some wins, and we will see you guys on Friday. Thanks.
Thanks, David. And turning to events, we have lots of events listed at carthagenewsonline.com/events. Our featured event is Kaleidoscope. It's a gallery opening at Art Central this weekend. It features the artists of Joplin Regional Artists Coalition. And the event runs Fridays and Saturdays from noon to 5 through March 13th. So go on out to Art Central and catch that. Or you can actually catch the opening celebration on Facebook. It's a virtual opening that starts at 6 o'clock on Friday at Art Central Carthage on Facebook. And with that, we're going to turn it over to weather for a quick doodle and wish you could keep warm this weekend. Thank you for tuning in to 10-Minute Tuesdays. Here's your local weather forecast. In Carthage, we're expecting windy and warmer temps with highs in the mid-50s, but you're going to feel that drastic drop on Saturday.